Welcome to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Coming up, an inside look at the business of Las Vegas. Stay tuned for interviews with the movers and shakers at the top and on the way up. Plus, Las Vegas sports, entertainment, restaurants, weather, and more. This is the Vegas Business Report, because there's no business like Vegas business. Now, here's Jeff Nathanson and J.J. Snyder.
And welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm J.J. Snyder with my co-host, Jeff Nathanson. And it is August. Welcome to August, everybody. We're so excited to be doing the show today.
Hot August nights we know about. Hot August days are also a big thing here for sure.
They're a big thing here in Las Vegas, a big thing here at the Thomas & Mack. We are broadcasting from the NBA Summer League. This is very exciting. And also exciting, we're going to be talking about rock and roll today on the show.
That's right. We have some special guests coming up on this edition of the program. We're going to start, like you said, with a little rock and roll talk. There's so much going on locally here with the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
Which is right there in the middle of all the action.
On Las Vegas Boulevard.
Exactly. And there's a lot going on there, and we're going to get the latest from Jason Lent, who is the sales and marketing manager at the Hard Rock Cafe. Really interesting dude, and he's here with us right now to join us on the show. And we're also going to talk a little bit later on a kind of our business segment about mediation. So we've talked about this in other ways on the show
in the
past.
Meeting in the middle.
Meet in the middle,
yes.
Right? There are different techniques.
Working it out.
A lot of people, when they have a dispute of some sort in business, they just sue.
Yes.
I'm going to sue. And sometimes
it's the American way.
It's the American
unfortunately.
Way. Unfortunately. It may or may not be the most effective way, depending
correct.
On the dispute, if it's at the office or if it's a personal whatever. So
yeah.
We're going to be joined by Corinne Burton, who is the CEO and founder of Vegas Finest, which is a mediation company that is based here. That's coming up a little bit later on in the hour. And this show today is being brought to you by DBV Solutions.
Hey.
They help businesses adapt, thrive, and innovate. And you can visit dbvsolutions.com on that internet thing. And there they are right there, as a matter of fact, on the board. So some great guys there as well. So we're going to start right now, JJ, with the Hard Rock Cafe story. So kick us off.
I can't wait to get back to the conversation about rock and roll. So there is a whole lot of action going on with the Hard Rock here in Las Vegas right now. We have a giant hotel being built, but we have the Hard Rock Cafe that is an iconic brand that has been around, as I learned, since the 1970s when it was founded in London, but it is alive and well in Las Vegas. Jason, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you.
Jeff, JJ, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We had a terrific experience. We toured the cafe with you. We got to look at some of this iconic memorabilia. We had a great lunch and got to look at that view. Tell us about the property. To those who haven't been there, tell us about the property, just the real estate that the Hard Rock Cafe has here in Las Vegas.
It really is an iconic piece of real estate because we're right on the corner of MGM Way, and right across the street is the new Bruno Mars Way. And T-Mobile Arena, Park MGM is right there. And we're three stories. So the bottom floor, we have a rock shop with amazing retail selection. Second floor is the cafe. And then third floor, we have an event space where we're doing different shows and things. So there's always something going on, and that's what keeps it interesting. And that's why I'm still there after 16 years. I can't get enough of it.
It's a vibe, right? And so given your background, Jason, maybe you can share from a business perspective a little bit about your career arc. If you love music and you love vibe and you love activity, and when we were there for the tour, we saw the stage on the third floor for concerts and the room, which is really fun. Tell us how you landed there and why you like, when you have to work, you got to work, but you're working in a piece, in a little corner of the industry that is fun if you're a music person.
Yeah, and I grew up in a musical household. My dad was a musician in New York City in the 60s. He was playing with artists like Leslie West. He played on stage with Dion from Dion and the Belmonts. So Run Around Sue was always being played in our house. And then I grew up on MTV, so music was just my life. So I was always playing in a band or doing something music-oriented. I started going into website design. Then I had the opportunity to work for Jimmy Buffett in Hawaii. He opened his restaurant in Hawaii. Jimmy actually used to keep his surfboard in my office. And I grew up in Florida, so huge parrot head. I loved working with Jimmy. It was an amazing experience. And then I just decided to take a little break from hospitality. I actually sent a little message off to some friends of mine, a band out of Canada called Cowboy Junkies. Been around for
40
years.
Of course. Yeah.
I said, hey, I think I want to be that kid in Almost Famous and go on tour. So in 2010, I left what little I had in Hawaii, just left it there, gave my moped to the bartender I was working with, and just hit the road with them toward North America. And when it all wrapped up, I had this opportunity to come to Hard Rock. So I flew out here for the interview. It was coming up the escalator, and the first guitar I saw was a Steve Vai triple neck guitar. It was a heart shape, and I saw him play that with David Lee Roth in the mid-80s when I was a little kid. So it was like instant connection. I was like, okay, this is the place for me, and that's why I'm still there. I can't leave.
I mean, it makes so much sense. It didn't take long when I met you, Jason, to figure out that this is a perfect match for you. This building, this brand, you are a little bit rock and roll yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You're dripping with rock and roll, as a matter of fact. It's interesting. So the Hard Rock Cafe had this amazing origin story. I fell in love as a kid with the T-shirt. It was a white T-shirt. Everyone knows it. It has a logo right in the center. With a, what do you call it, an orange or a brown circle. Mm-hmm. And every kid in Yakima, Washington, if you were cool, you had that T-shirt. And so my very first trip to New York City, top on my list, my biggest request to my mom is, can we go to the Hard Rock Cafe? So that's where I got my T-shirt. That T-shirt is still being sold here in Las Vegas. But the brand has evolved. It's managed to kind of stay ahead of the curve. Tell us what it means to be Hard Rock today.
I think it always goes back to our mission, mottos, and values. And one of them is all is one, you know, and take time to be kind. And that's what hospitality has always been rooted in. I love that you mentioned the T-shirts, because I don't know if you knew, but the T-shirts were an accident. The two owners in London were sponsoring a local football team. Like in Vegas, you might sponsor the softball team. So they gave them those logo T-shirts to wear. And people went nuts for them. So they started coming in, the owners were giving them away, and then the light bulb went off, said, we should probably start selling merchandise. And wow, that's where it all started. And it became so iconic. Look at MTV videos in the 80s. I remember as a kid, Tesla was wearing one. Paradise City, Slash, is wearing it on stage at, Giant Stadium. So it's just such an iconic piece. And yes, we evolve, the merchandise changes, but that logo tee is just so iconic that it's never going to go away. And it's one of those things we just love wearing.
You mentioned in the building the memorabilia, and we saw a lot of this just in walking around. Where does Hard Rock get all those outfits and costumes from performers, as well as guitars? I believe I saw a keyboard up on the wall, which you don't see very often. How do you guys acquire all that? How did that become a thing for the Hard Rock Corporation to put in the cafe?
And it's another organic story. And that's what I love about Hard Rock. There's nothing contrived about our brand. We believe in authenticity. One of our regulars in London was Eric Clapton. And one day he brought the owners in a guitar. And, if you've ever worked in a restaurant, you don't have time to learn guitar. I've learned that firsthand. So you're like, we'll just hang it on the wall. So it hung on the wall at the original cafe in London. It's still hanging there today. But within a week, Pete Townsend of The Who came in, said, mine's as good as Eric's. Hang it up. So he wanted his guitar hung on the wall. And then the owners realized,
you got two.
We got two. No one really thinks to preserve this kind of pop culture history. So we just kept going and going and going. And more pieces were added to the collection. I've seen everything from a famous Jimi Hendrix guitar they played at the Isle of Wight to Justin Bieber's skateboard, for example. Madonna's wedding dress from the Like a Virgin album. That one always gets, it's like so iconic. And then sometimes it just happens, because they work for us. I was so blessed. I worked with Chris Kale, who's now in Five Finger Death Punch. But before he went on his first tour with the band, he was still bartending at the Hard Rock. So when he came back from his first tour, I'm like, dude, guitar. So we hung it on the wall and sang it in the Hard Rock Cafe on the Vegas Strip.
Wow. I'm glad you brought up guitars, because a lot of people are wondering what the connection is to the giant guitar being built on Las Vegas Boulevard, the hotel, and the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, the hotel and casinos, that's something since the Seminole Tribe bought us in 2007, that's been a big part of our business. I mean, the original one, if you've ever been to Florida and land in Fort Lauderdale, you can't help but see the guitar. And they're just iconic properties, and they're going to change the skyline and the landscape of, Las Vegas forever. So we're super excited. We'll still be going strong down at the cafe. So now people have Hard Rocks in multiple places. It's going to be even more exciting for people to kind of visit all the different places and see what we do.
When we come back, I want to ask Jason about the other gigantic guitar, which is the one in front of the Hard Rock Cafe.
That is lit up.
It's lit up and looks incredible at night. We'll do that in a second, though. We're talking with Jason Led right now, sales and marketing manager from the Hard Rock Cafe right here on the Strip in Las Vegas. We will continue with Vegas Business Report right after this.
Wow. Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. We're here with Jason Lunt. We're at the Thomas and Mack today. It's exciting to be here, Jeff.
Yeah, it's an amazing venue, and our thanks to the entire team at Hall Pass Media and the NBA Summer League for hosting us to record these shows and kind of bring you the vibe. I mean, there's basketball games that will be going on in the arena here, right here in our town, and it's an amazing thing. They have so many things. JJ, you talked a couple weeks ago about the Sports Business Classroom, where students can come here from all over the country and actually take a class given by NBA Summer League. How do you get into ticketing? How do you get into operations? How do you get into scouting? What's up with analytics? There are so many careers that are not on the court, so to speak, that this is a great place to learn. So they're doing that right now this week, too.
I was going to say, a lot of learning going on here at this event this summer, and a lot of learning going on throughout the Hard Rock Cafe. If you love music and you love to look at memorabilia and kind of relive those moments of rock and roll throughout the U.S., I am fascinated. I saw Dean Martin's suit, but I think the three of us all really got googly-eyed over Prince's guitar. Was that on the third floor of the cafe?
Yeah, that was on the third floor on display, and pieces like that. We also have a Tom Petty. Those things mean even more as we lose some of these artists. They're not making music on this planet anymore, at least. We have Eddie Van Halen speaker cabinets and one of his guitars. So, I was working at this cafe as we lost some of those artists, and it just makes them that much more meaningful. And to be able to have people come in who love these artists and see those pieces and reconnect with them, it's just incredible.
Jeff, we've talked about the memorabilia. We've talked about the music.
We have.
We haven't talked about the food.
Well, I will talk about the food because we had lunch there a few weeks back. And it's an interesting story because as a local, you don't always think first of, I'm going to go to Hard Rock Cafe for the food. But actually, after going there, and I had the salmon, if you recall, it's really, really good. And maybe Jason can tell us a little bit about the evolution. So people think of a Hard Rock brand as rock and roll and guitars and all those things. But the food's really, really good, which it has to be in Vegas to compete. Yeah. Tell us about how that's kind of been elevated over the past amount of time.
Yeah. When we started in London, the original premise was the owners just wanted cheeseburgers. They were Americans living in London, and there wasn't burger chains. So they're like, hey, we just want burgers. But people's tastes evolve, and when people come to Vegas especially, they have really high expectations with food. So I don't think people really always realize we're a scratch kitchen. So the salad dressing you might have on your Caesar salad, things like that, we're making that in-house every day. So we can compete with any other restaurant on the Strip. And for locals, the fact that we have a 20% discount for locals.
Wait a minute, what was that again? Can you repeat that again?
What?
20% local discount. So if you're going to, a Golden Knights game across the street or a concert at Park MGM, we're the perfect spot to come in before a show or after a show. We have the kitchen open till midnight. And the fact that we're putting in that effort with our culinary team, they really work their tails off in the prep kitchen every single day to make sure everything is delivered fresh. And I think people see the quality when they come in.
What did you have when we were there?
Now I understand why the Caesar dressing was homemade, why it was so dang good. So I actually had salmon also, but I had a Caesar salad, and it was excellent. Yes. He just mentioned the location. So you're on the Vegas Strip. If you haven't been to the Hard Rock Cafe, you are next to MGM. You are across from Park MGM. You are right near T-Mobile Stadium. You are in walking distance on a not 110-degree day from Allegiant Stadium.
It's a great location.
I mean, it's incredible.
It is.
And now, Jeff, you mentioned right before we went to break, they've added this amazing giant LED sign shaped as a guitar. We want to know the details of this sign because this is a neon town.
Yep.
It's not a neon sign, but it is the modern neon, which is LED.
And it's big. Yeah, that's a big sign.
I think people are realizing digital out of home is the future with advertising. You go to places like Times Square and stuff. So we didn't want to kind of fall behind with that. So the new marquee, it wraps around both sides of the building. And then we have the giant guitar, which you saw. And I'll be actually working with local businesses, looking to do partnerships, and also be a platform for advertising. We'll have some inventory available. So that's actually my new role in sales and marketing. So I'm super excited because I have a marketing background, and to actually learn a new industry with digital out of home is super exciting. So I've been making some really great business relationships here through partners like you and the Chamber, and we should be going live here in the next few weeks.
Tell me about the dimensions of that. JJ was just talking about how it's enormous, but how many feet are we talking? I mean,
I think the guitar is almost 50 feet tall. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, it's a three-story building, so you think about it, and it covers up the entire building.
And think about, you know, we're here at the arena, right? So a basket off the floor is 10 feet.
Yeah.
So five of those is what you're talking about. That is a big, and it's obviously a very cool, I don't know where you get a guitar-shaped sign like that. Office Depot? I don't know. But
Timu.
Timu, exactly.
Definitely custom made, but it's gigantic. We're working actually with Howie D of the Backstreet Boys on some events. We can talk about that. And
what events with him?
We're going to be doing, it starts two Fridays in July, and then all through August, we're doing Cafecito con Howie. And it is Coffee with Howie. He's going to be doing an afternoon meet and greet for his fans. And I just put the graphics up on the guitar and sent him a picture of it. And everyone in his team is freaking out. They're like, he's giant. But what a great way to get the brand message out. And for him, he has a brand new single out, Away from Backstreet Boys. Absolutely wonderful song. I DJ as well sometimes. And I was putting in some of my sets. It's a great single. But what a great way for his fans to come to the Hard Rock. They're going to have a meet and greet. He's going to do some acoustic songs. Very intimate. They really want to create kind of a coffee shop vibe. So that's what we're doing.
I mean, this show at this fair has been just absolutely mind-boggling for the Backstreet Boys, for sure. I'd been to a Howie meet and greet event during their last run here at the Sphere. And I will tell you, you have a room full of people that some of which have traveled from Europe, from Latin America. The fan base is real for these folks. And the thing that I find that those performers all have in common is they're so approachable. They're so personable. So, Jeff, they're perfect for these meet and greet type events because they will truly go and sit with each person. You know,
it's a great opportunity. And that really, like from a branding standpoint, that is your brand. Your brand is rock and roll and your brand is music.
Yeah.
Those experiences, I don't know how you get something like that together. How tough is it to pull together all those pieces to have something like that happen on the Strip at the Hard Rock Cafe where people that are visiting from Memphis and Montana and Tennessee and Florida be like, hey, I've got a chance to do an unbelievable meet and greet in Vegas.
I think that's where experience comes into play because if you've done it before, you kind of know, okay, here's the 37 steps we got to do before we even get tickets on sale. So we literally went from here's an idea that they have to tickets are on sale within a week. And it was quick, artwork, everything.
Wow.
But that's something we're used to doing. I mean, when U2 was here, we actually had a U2 tribute band from Scotland. And they weren't coming to tour and doing work visas, but they're like, can we just set up and do a quick acoustic thing at the Hard Rock for all the fans? And literally we pulled it off in like 2 hours.
Oh, and my gosh.
Almost 100 fans showed up, and they had heard about this. And it was just incredible. It was so spontaneous. And I think that kind of speaks to the authenticity of Hard Rock. You know, like, let's do things that are genuine and not contrived and something that really means something to music fans.
The other thing I was going to ask you about, because when we were there, JJ, we went upstairs, and when we saw the third floor with an unbelievable, like a little overview of the Strip, which is cool, out that little window. They also had a stage for concerts. It looks like it can hold, I don't know, 500 people, something like that. Would that be a good place for like a corporate holiday party where you bring in 250 people from your corporation in Vegas? Maybe you have a performer, maybe you have a host.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
I bet.
JJ hosts it, you welcome in, here's the employee of the year. You book a band, all those things. Is that something that Hard
venue.
Rock is making available?
We do it quite a bit. And it is an amazing event space because, A, you have the overlook on the Vegas Strip, which at night is incredible. But we have a professional stage and PA system. We're used to working with national talent. So we've had companies bring in artists as big as, say, Bare Naked Ladies. And we have the experience in the sales and marketing side to advance a show like that because Bare Naked Ladies is not a band that, you know, you just say, okay, show up and we'll figure it out. There's a lot of moving parts. But to be able to work with bands like that and provide that to the client is really exciting. So that's something Hard Rock does everywhere. I was training in Orlando and the company had brought in Flo Rida and I was like, oh my God. It was a next level
Here's your
party.
Guest speaker, yeah.
Yeah, holiday parties, just networking events. We go from 20 to up to 2,000. So we can do a lot of different things.
And do people reach out to you? I mean, how does this, for people that are like watching around the country, like, hey, you know what? A lot of these big companies do have destination, whether it's like an award ceremony or it's a holiday party or whatever, they would actually reach out to you. and say, hey, Jason, I heard this, and we'd like to have our holiday party at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip in Las Vegas, you know, on December 12th. How would they do that?
Just go to our website. When you go to the Hard Rock website, there's actually an inquiry form.
Okay.
And they fill that out. And we actually have a full sales team. So I really focus on the local markets because with the out-of-home signage, I'll be selling and stuff. I'm in the community. I love being in the part of the Vegas community. It means a lot to me. We have sales managers handle out-of-town corporate. We have a wedding specialist because weddings are not my specialty. So, you know, we each kind of divide and conquer. And that way we can really personalize the experience. And really, what is your vision for the event? I'm talking to someone right now. They want to do like a masquerade holiday party. I'm like, okay. So kind of a New Orleans vibe. And they come from the South. So I was like, we can absolutely work with that. And we have so many amazing vendors in Las Vegas that you can pair with.
Yes.
You can make anything happen.
Yeah. So isn't iconic, right?
One of the last times I was at the cafe, I was actually doing an interview for the news station with the band Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, it occurred to me that you probably have some really great rock and roll stories. Can you give us some? It could be anything from the last 20 years, but you have to give us like an iconic backstage moment or something funny that happened with a band as they were getting ready to go on stage. Or
I mean, some of my nice, I don't even know if it's that exciting, but some of my nicest memories are working with local artists like Imagine Dragons. So they used to play our venue all the time, and there was the earthquake in Japan, and Hard Rock, we were trying to raise money to support that, and that band, they were so quick. They put on the wristbands we were selling. They did all this PR. And, you know, artists like that who immediately jump in and want to be a part of making the world a better place always means a lot to me. But meeting your icons, you know, growing up on MTV and, you know, getting to work with someone like Adam Ant or Bananarama as they come through.
Yeah.
90s me, my Lilith Fair era, Ani DeFranco came and played, and she was one of my icons. And to be able to talk to her, and I had been to her record label once. I knew some people there, but I had never met her. And just to be able actually have an hour before soundcheck and just talking about music and life. Those intimate moments are just so special.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you, Jason, for being here and coming to set here at the Thomas & Mack Arena. It's not our usual location. Usually we're in a little studio, but so much fun to have you here and tell us all about the Hard Rock Cafe. It's right there, as you said, JJ, on Las Vegas Boulevard. The food's really good, and it's always open. And if you haven't been in there inside for a while, it's like really a cool vibe. You walk in, it's like, I'm out of the heat. Everything's great. So, Jason, we look forward to staying in touch with you, and we will be back. And we're going to tell people, too, it's not just for tourists. It's for locals, too. So come down and visit Jason and the team at the Hard Rock Cafe right there on Las Vegas Boulevard. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you both so much for having me. And I come down anytime you want. We'll give you a tour again. We'll have some fun.
Done.
Rock and roll, man.
Done. It's break time. When we come back after a quick sip of coffee, we will have our next guest, Corinne Burton, is going to be here. It's going to be fascinating. We're going to talk about business and mediation, and it's going to be right here on this set. So stay with us as we continue this edition of Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
Welcome back to this portion of the Vegas Business Report. And this portion is brought to you by Reliable Environmental Services. Precision, speed, and accountability. Jeff, what's their number?
You can call 702-418-9247 for a free estimate for your business.
And hey, Jeff, speaking of the show, if they miss any portion of it, you can go back and you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. It is that orange app on your app store. So check it out. Also, visit us at Vegas Business Report. That is our website. And moving along, we have our next guest. So excited to have this woman on the show.
Yeah, it's amazing because we talk so much, JJ, about business. And businesses are made up of people, right? And people have feelings and people have opinions. And sometimes in the workplace, those things all kind of connect in a way that's sometimes good and sometimes not. But when you're talking about companies, it's not like you were born into it, like your sister, your brother, whatever, right? Companies are made up of people who mostly don't know each other. So things happen. Our next guest is here to tell us a little bit about conflict in business and some ways to resolve it. So this is a Las Vegas-based business that has amazing value here to the local workplace community. We want to talk about how people handle things with its HR, legal, whatever it is, but maybe there's a better way. And so our guest right now is the CEO of a company called Vegas Finest, and it is a business mediation company. The founder and CEO is here with us on set. Welcome, Corinne Burton, to the Vegas Business Report.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I appreciate your time today. Looking forward to a conversation.
We want to talk about business from the sense of resolving issues, right? So everyone that's worked in a business knows businesses are made up of people, as we said, right? There are different ways that problems get solved. People have projects that, I want my project. There's all kinds of things that happen. We've seen it in tech, you know, Meta is suing OpenAI and somebody's suing. So that's one way to handle it. But as you get to a smaller level, like here in Las Vegas, there are other ways. Tell us about your company, Corinne, Vegas Finest, and what you guys do to help businesses in the day-to-day.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. So we are a mediation and conflict resolution firm, right? So we offer mediation to small businesses. We're geared towards startups as well. So business partners may not agree on a strategy or a method, right? How do you reach common ground? That's where our team comes into play, right? I'm a certified mediator through Cornell University and really built this business on resolution in mind. Our tagline is where resolution is always the jackpot, right? So some people chase the thrill of hitting the slot machine, right? We are chasing the thrill of adding value to the community and small businesses as well. I found that some of the biggest restraints in business is the conflict, right? And we want to provide people with services on how to navigate through difficulty, whether it's conversations or disputes, right? How do we handle that with respect? That way you can preserve the relationship going forward.
And speaking of that relationship, what is the agreement? So you're always working with two parties, correct?
That's right.
And you are literally in the middle, and you're helping these parties communicate. What is the agreement from each side when you enter into mediation?
It's a voluntary process, right? So if I'm able to get both parties to volunteer in the process, that's already a huge step, right? And so my role as the mediator is to remain impartial. It's really to guide a conversation between those two parties to come to what they believe is a common ground or an agreement, right? So as a mediator, we're not there to make decisions for the parties involved, but we're really here to guide, right, and ensure each party is heard and identify what is that common ground. Usually I find most people are saying the exact same thing or wanting the exact same thing. They're just not communicating that properly.
So let's talk about a case study. Like, what is a typical day like for Vegas Finest and for you, Corinne? You go into a company, do you have these meetings on site? Do you do it off-site? Like, give us a kind of an overview of a sample case without names
sure,
and whatever.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
I see you know, confidentiality
yes,
is a big piece
a
to what
big
we
thing.
Do.
Yeah.
So we are flexible, right? We are in the Las Vegas market, so we do offer these services on-site in person. Right. If there's any safety concerns with conflict, I need to know that ahead of time. So we do offer a virtual mediation session as well. The first step is a consultation. Right. So I need to ensure I fully understand the scope of the mediation request, but also are both parties willing to participate in the conversation. Right. So each session could be about 4 hours. We end at 4 hours. And then if there's any time that's needed, we'll book another session as well. But it really starts with the why. What brings you here today? What is the end goal, right? What do you want to walk away leaving with? Sometimes it's a cash issue, right? Or sometimes it's we don't agree on these terms. We want to revisit this. We don't only offer these services for small businesses, but also personal disputes. So relationships, right? Friendships, tenants, right? Landlords and their clients as well. We can offer those services to those folks.
Because, you know, people are human, right? And humans have emotions. And a lot of times that's one of the drivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of a lot of these. Is that fair?
That's right. Oh, 100%. And a lot of ego, right? So it's getting out of your own way. You can't focus on everything that you necessarily want, right? It's actively listening to the other party. And how do you both walk away with a win? You may have to lose something at the table, right, in order to gain something. And that, to me is preserving their relationship. In business, it's all about relationships, right? In family or personal dispute matters as well. You're here and you're passionate about what your personal conviction is with the dispute, right? But it's also ensuring that you allow the other person to share their side.
I find it just very interesting. It seems to me you might have a natural talent for this. You come across as like
she's smooth. She's very smooth.
Well, you come across very reasonable, yeah. and you you might have a lot of fire inside, but maybe you have control over it. I mean, because that's part of what we're dealing is people dealing with their anger. How do you, in your career as a mediator and in your growth, what qualities do you find that maybe you have naturally or that you work on do best in resolving conflict? What is required?
I love the question. It's self-regulation. It's getting out of your own way, right? And it's a lot of breath work. There's been many times I myself have to, let me take a beat, right? Conversations get passionate, and sometimes I, in their eyes, I may be the bad guy, right? But I'm here to remain neutral. I'm not here to take sides. So it's setting those ground rules. And when you show up, whether you're the mediator or the participant, it's maintaining your composure and understanding of what do I want to walk away with? I drove all the way down here, right? I paid the money. I showed up. I need to walk away with something, right? And that's, I think, within our own control. But a lot of it's self-regulation.
She used the phrase maintaining composure.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is profound. By the way, we have a bunch of students walking behind us. If this isn't the cutest thing I've ever seen. Oh, my gosh.
This is what you get when you're on location. You never know what you're going to
get. Right, yeah, that's right.
How exciting is this?
Composure is big, right?
Yeah. That's really interesting. I'm also interested in what people have to lose, Jeff. Aren't you thinking
always
that way?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
What brings them to mediation in the
first
place?
I was going to ask, do companies say, like, hey, Bob, you got two choices. You can leave the company, or you can, try a mediation company that we'll bring in for you and see if you all can work out whatever you need to work out. Is that sometimes part of it?
That's right. And you'll find in business, especially with those who lead people, when you're a people leader, you don't always understand how to navigate through those difficult conversations, right? Whether you're managing performance or it's a business partner and you're just not seeing eye to eye. Most humans, right, we're naturally conflict avoidant. And so it's sometimes bringing in that third party who's completely removed from it personally to really get both sides to see eye to eye.
So now, at this moment, I just know she is meant to be a mediator because our guest is completely cool, calm, and collected because we have 50 screaming children behind us right now.
That's right.
I didn't even phase her.
I know.
Self-regulation, right?
That's right. Maintaining composure. We are coming to you and broadcasting from the Thomas and Mack Arena, if you're wondering, and if you're watching on the video stream, you can see what's going on. If you're listening on the radio, also, there's a lot going on here, and that's where we are. We're at NBA Summer League, so that's why you're here. It's great fun. We want to take a break and come back with more with Corinne in a second, but first we want to ask a general question for Las Vegas business owners. Is your current commercial cleaning partner letting you down?
Oh, no.
When failure isn't an option for your hotel, casino, or office, it's time to call Reliable Environmental Services. They aren't just another cleaning company. They are your performance-driven partners in protecting your brand. You can get transparent, accountable, high-standard commercial cleaning today. Just call Reliable Environmental Services at 702-418-9247. That is
702-418-9247. And as they say, Reliable, they will get it done.
Yeah, Reliable isn't just in their name, it's what they deliver. It's break time. More coming back on this edition of the Vegas Business Report right
with
after
Corinne.
These messages.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And welcome back to the Vegas Business Report. Well, we are having a great time at NBA Summer League. It is alive. It is happening. We got school children, and we have Corinne Burton here talking mediation. It's great to connect with you. I am fascinated that people often will choose, rather than a lawsuit, they will sit down with you. Now, that takes a special kind of person. Do people ever try to resolve a conflict and then they're unable to?
That does happen, right? And I believe in transparency. So early on in your consultation, you know that there's no guarantee, but it's what you're going to put into it, right? And so you can't just solely rely on the mediator to get you to your common goal, right? It's going to take you to also show up, right? But there are times where you cannot meet a mutual agreement, right? And so you can either have an additional session, or maybe you say, hey, you know what, this wasn't for me, I'd rather go the legal route, and you have every right to do so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that one of the reasons that people bring Vegas Finest into the building is the legal route is uber expensive, right?
That's right.
And a lot of disputes
right.
can be resolved. And yep. I think I've seen it a million times in contracts that, you know, mediation, blah, 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 it will be in this state, whatever, and people sign it. And the reason that happens is because the going to a lawsuit, mm-hmm. filing a lawsuit, hiring attorneys, going through it might take years.
Correct.
Years, Corinne, to solve it. Tell us about how Vegas Finest encourages people to use the mediation route and participate,
absolutely.
You know, genuinely in that process, because the idea at the end of it is to solve.
That's right. And, you know, I think if you are looking for an experience that's hospitable, that's about you as the client and not necessarily billable hours, and you want a time-efficient, cost-effective way to resolve an issue, come to Vegas Finest, right? That's what we offer. And I think in my background, right, I have almost 10 years of HR experience. I'm not an attorney. But as you may see, right, I think I pride myself in being hospitable. I want to actively listen to you, and I treat my clients as, you know, a valued member, not necessarily another case number. So it's a different spin on mediation. Some folks may want a more formalized legal process, and there's plenty of opportunities to seek those services. But here we're really trying to flip a spin on mediation and offer better solutions in a time-effective manner.
If people are interested, they think maybe they're in a situation, they're interested in maybe engaging your company, but they're not quite sure the right questions to ask or if they qualify as someone you would work with, how do they find out?
Come talk to us, right? We have free consultations. And so let's just have a conversation. I think there's opportunity to really fit the needs of what you're looking for, but I do value transparency, and there may be complex cases where you want someone who's more specialized, right? I'm happy to engage with my own network of mediators who have different specialties and get you to the right points of contact. Divorce mediation is a perfect example. I just want to take time to shout out my mentor, Nancy Gabriel. She has a divorce mediation service. And so some folks want a personalized and specialty when it comes to mediation. So you may want someone who really has that background, and I'm happy to find a better fit for them as well.
When you look at so much within your organization, a lot of it's culture, mm-hmm. right? So people are all working together in the same building.
Right.
Maybe there's 1,000 of them in one building, and everybody's a little bit different. You also do speaking engagements, and I'm assuming something that you talk about is how people should approach the workplace, right? And tell me a little bit about your speaking engagement.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we do speaking engagements, and a lot of it is whether it's trainings that we're offering or we want to speak to our clients. We also can speak to colleges. I've done a few speaking engagements with UNLV in my past, right? And so it's getting a fresh perspective on not only career paths for the community, but also for small businesses and entrepreneurs to say, hey, you may have some conflicts as you're building your business. We can be a resource for you, and this is how. A lot of it's case study, and I like an open forum where we can talk about some of those pain points that they may be experiencing, and we can provide best tips on how to navigate through that.
I mean, frankly, the legal system can really be intimidating. Mm-hmm. Right? And mm-hmm. so I think it's interesting that you're just planting the seed that, hey, this is an option
mm-hmm.
For you going forward as a business owner, but also what an amazing career path as well.
Right.
Is there something that amongst fellow mediators that you joke about, or there areas of study that you all participated in or qualities that you all had growing up?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Honestly, I think you truly have to love people and you have to appreciate human behavior. People don't always show up the best versions of themselves, right? And you have to assist without judgment. It's active listening, and it's also pointing out, hey, take a beat, right? And what's beautiful about mediation is that it's a reflective measure. So oftentimes people who participate, you do have to look yourself in the mirror, right? And so there's a lot of power in that. So you're walking away, yes, with the potential of resolving a dispute, but there's also a lot of skill set development that you're walking away from as well.
That's so interesting.
It is. And it's a valuable service because I think it is a better solution. Mm-hmm. You got to find, and it's usually like two people, right?
One on
either side, not so much groups, but one on either side, and they both have to kind of commit to. Tell us a little bit about generic cases.
Sure.
You know, what happened? How did you solve it? Mm-hmm. And what was the outcome?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So people could move on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give us the details. So
let me give you the tea. No, I'm kidding. So we have had a case, right? I'll leave out names and things of that nature. But this was a client who wanted to have an informal, almost custody agreement, right? So she didn't want to go the legal route. And so we were able to customize what that looked like, right? Co-parenting, things of that nature. So her and her partner were willing to participate in mediation and really decide, how do we want to spend time with our children, right? And it's always keeping in mind, what's the interest? The interest is in the best of the children, excuse me. So you want to ensure that that's the end goal in mind. And we were able to customize vacations, who is going to have the children primarily, right? And you can formalize this agreement, take it to court if you want it to be formal, or you keep it as a written contract between the two of you, right? But there were some issues on a personal level with them where they weren't seeing eye to eye on the actual relationship. One wanted to get back with the partner, the other one didn't, right? So there was a lot of root cause of like, where is this dispute really coming from? And it's that, right? One party wants something different than the other.
And the alternative there too would be to file a lawsuit, right? Mm-hmm. And then once you do that, it's super
court
expensive.
Order. Money.
Everybody loses, right? Mm-hmm. Except the attorneys, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe you get the same resolution at the end of it, but maybe it takes 2 years to settle.
Right.
Whereas I think with Vegas Finest, it sounds like you're present.
Right.
You're right there. Hey, let's talk for the next 4 hours about this, and let's get to a resolution. Mm-hmm. Before we go, tell me a little bit about your website, and tell me what type of case is a good fit
Your company. So our site is www.vegasfinest.com. I specialize in employee disputes, so startups, small businesses, that's what my specialty is. Also personal disputes, so I have done bachelorette drama too, which has been very interesting. You would be very surprised. Girls go on a trip and they don't come back friends, right? Cost, right?
No, that happens a lot.
So that happens a lot. You'd be very surprised. But as far as a case, I really want to assist startups. I have a passion for entrepreneurship. I think it's very important to have an advocate who can assist people in navigating through conflict. And that's the value I want to bring to the community.
Amazing. Well, we will check out the website. And thank you so much,
Corinne,
for being here.
Thank you.
Wow. You'll have to come back in a few months and give us like an update
of
how things go as you handle this in Las Vegas.
I hope that my co-host and I never need your services.
But you're right here.
But you know who to call.
Right now. Yeah, I know, right?
You know who to call.
She's on speed dial for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome.
That's going to do it for this edition of the program. Great show today, JJ.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us from the Thomas & Mack and NBA Summer League. Happy August to you guys. Stay cool. It's going to be a hot one.
Yes, it is going to be. The executive producer of Vegas Business Report is Ben McKee. Today's show produced, as always, by Allison Polkenhorn and mixed, as always, by Trent Ogle. Next Saturday, 11 a.m., we'll be right back here with another show. It's going to be another great one coming up. And that's going to do it for us. For J.J. Schneider, I'm Jeff Nathanson from the NBA Summer League. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Vegas Business Report.
This has been the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Today's show was produced by Monarch CX. To visit the official show website, go to VegasBusinessReport.com.